Crew.
The doctor was the mum. Sorry, old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
All right, everyone. Yoga mats away. Bring out your bean bags. And downward dog into your seats.
Downward dog into a beanbag.
Welcome, everyone, to today's history lesson. Of course, I love to announce myself at the top of every class, just in case anything's changed for anyone. My name is Rice McNamara, R-Y-C-E-H. Put it up here on the board, in your mental board, because we don't have a blackboard in this classroom. No. Blackboards.
My dad says he doesn't want to pay for this anymore.
And let's sit with that for a minute. Let's all sit with that for literally 1 minute. Floral, why does your dad say that?
Well, my name is Emily, and
well, between these four walls.
Between these four walls,
you are Floral. Aurora.
Yes. I think because this is a really expensive boarding school and had a really great reputation for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided to hire some hippies, his words, not mine, to sort of diversify the staff. And he thought this would be more down the middle education. I don't need to keep going. I could, but.
Sure. Well, I'm not going to lie. Us hippies are having a moment. We are in high demand. It's been pretty nice. So
Is that true?
It is true.
You did a little laugh when you said that. Like it was like a little
I can't believe I'm getting away with it. For so long, there was a stigma against us. Ew, smelly.
Can we learn?
Yes, of course. Today we'll be learning. Our minds are going to take flight. And the reason they're going to take flight is because we're going to talk about the first man-powered flight. And do we know why I say man-powered, Granola?
Can't I just be Kyle?
You could be just Kyle, but did you hear your words? You said just Kyle. Granola is never just Granola. It's Granola. Stand into your power.
Do I have to stand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you say man-powered because like humans power the flight?
That's right. And what had flight before man?
Birds?
That's right. And what had flight before birds?
I feel like I shouldn't keep being right here.
Dinosaurs?
Well, birds is dinosaurs, but I'm talking about our souls and love and angels. Not religious angels.
What are not religious angels?
Crack open a textbook, please.
Also, weren't we doing ancient Greece? Are we jumping around?
We talked about Icarus, right? And this is the next logical step.
This is the next logical step.
Close your eyes.
Icarus?
Close your eyes and meet me in the mental playground. Let's all meet in the mental playground.
Do we have to use the metaverse? Do we have to? I know the school got a big grant from Meta to use the metaverse for class, but it doesn't make any sense why we're using it.
I refuse to acknowledge that these are VR machines. I'm pretending that this is just in my mind. Let's all put on our closed eyes and meet in the playground. Ah, welcome, students. Here we are in our shared collective imagination.
I don't think you updated this.
Such a waste of resources.
Now,
we're at the Parthenon still. This is still ancient Greece.
Are we? Gives a tap of the Parthenon with my hand. Wait,
yeah.
How do I figure out? Hold on, I need to do something.
You refuse to acknowledge that these are meta quests that we're using.
Controller, something's wrong here.
What were you doing between classes? Why weren't you prepping for us?
I had to meet up with two women. My mom and my sister.
Okay. I was going to say, was that a drug deal? And now I'm definitely sure it was a drug deal.
I definitely saw you reaching into a car window in the parking lot and doing a drug deal with what I assume is your mom and your sister.
Anytime I interact with anyone, it's a drug deal. Because when I'm on drugs, you're dealing with me.
Okay. Wait, does that imply that you're always on drugs?
Casey's typing.
I legally can't answer that. The Parthenon. What do we think about when we're at the Parthenon? We think about right angles. And when we think about right angles...
She's transitioning into the Wright brothers.
We think about the Wright brothers. Now, we also think about the Righteous Brothers. Unchained Melody, when I was 14, dancing in my mom's kitchen, which of course...
What?
...was an outdoor shed with sand on the floor and an open roof.
This you built a meta room for? What is this, your childhood home?
But the Wright brothers are the wrong brothers. They stole their ideas, much like, who did David Bowie play? Tesla? Nikolai Tesla?
Huh?
You know how Edison stole from Tesla?
Why are you putting into a David Bowie music video into the VR headset right now? What? I can't imagine that this is relevant.
David Bowie is a prophet of our time, and his Bible is two words. Just dance. Everyone, repeat that back to me.
Is it okay if I throw away my notebook? Because I've been taking notes, and I think these are all useless.
Yeah, I'm flipping through this. Icarus. Icarus was a pretty good guy. God, we didn't learn anything yesterday either.
The Wright brothers did not invent man-powered flight, okay? It was actually two sisters, Kitty and Hawk.
No.
Now, Kitty and Hawk were identical twins.
Okay. Just humor her for a second.
They were the Florence girls, Kitty Florence and Hawk Florence. And one day on their way home from school, much like this school, although
completely
different.
He's going to say like Florence built a machine or something.
Florence built a machine.
Did you see? See?
It was in the throes of the dog days of summer.
This can't be.
And they had just ended. And Florence built a machine. She paired her bike with a dead bird and a living dog. And when the dog ran and Florence pedaled and the dead bird's feathers gave that such little necessary sprinkle of magic, Florence's bike flew.
Can I ask a question?
No, you can make a statement in the form of a question.
This feels like when, like, a basketball coach has to also be, like, an algebra teacher. Like, we all know that they're there at the school to coach basketball, and they're probably really good at that, but then they have to have a teaching position as well. Mm-hmm. But what is the thing that you're at this school to do? Because it cannot be history.
Mm-hmm. And granola incense, that is a wonderful thing to put out into the world. Are you saying you would prefer to be dribbling a basketball while I talk?
She actually is a phenomenal basketball coach. The team's like 8-0, I heard.
No way.
Yeah.
At our school?
At our school.
It's a stuffed shirt prep school.
Yeah, but right now it really does feel like we're dealing with her, if you know
triangle
what I'm
offense.
Saying.
It's all about triangle offense.
Well, I'm not really interested in basketball either, so I guess I'll just go back to downward dogging on my...
This has been
chair.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Also, very dangerous to downward dog in a beanbag chair. Mm-hmm. All of our ankles are always rolling. Stop saying, You know what? We're in the
I'm
metaverse.
I'm an active listener.
Can you play a video? Can you play a video of the first flight? I feel like I would learn more from a video.
Videos, to me, are unnecessary unless they're David Bowie. Just dance. Repeat it back to me.
Walks over to a computer, types in... helpful, informative, educational video about the first flight.
Wait, no, don't watch that. No, it's all lies.
All right, come on, Bingo. I'm gonna drive my bike into the sky, and my twin sister is gonna meet me up there. Are we ready, girls?
Wait, I'm going to meet you up there.
Yeah.
But you have the flying bike.
Okay, well, you have a bad attitude. Are we just saying what everyone has?
Hold on. I feel like you're doing a thing where you're saying you're going to get on the flying bike, and you're just doing this thing where I'm going to be stuck on the ground, and you're going to be able to do the first flight.
Yeah.
Kitty Florence, are you trying to trick me into getting into the air first? We agreed we'd do this assistance.
Trick you into getting into the air first? Because I saw the Wizard of Oz, and now I'm scared of flying through the sky?
Now, girls, don't fight too hard. Takes a big puff of my pipe. You two play nice, but remember, you have to be back by 2 p.m., which is when we eat dinner.
The dead bird is alive again! He's talking to us!
Squawk, 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 squawk.
All right, that was the bell. Everyone find your seats. It's a big lecture hall. Do not sit on the ends. Move towards the middle. We are a full class today. Move towards the middle of every row. Get comfortable.
Are you going to be taking attendance?
I'm absolutely going to be taking attendance, and I have an idyllic memory, so I can take a little snapshot with my head, and then I will know exactly who is here, but I'll also kind of remember it pleasantly.
And can you, like, see, like, details, like logos on shirts and stuff?
Have you, if anyone's familiar with any of the seasons of Sherlock or any of the iterations of Sherlock, the Benedict Cumberbatch, the Robert Downey Jr., et cetera, not elementary, hands down, not elementary. Then,
what
yes.
What about that one with Lucy Liu?
That's elementary. You
what
out of the class.
That was on
that's
a good CBS. One.
You out of the class.
Oh.
All right, it's a mostly full class. No, don't leave this gap seat in between seats. Everybody squeeze in or else people are going to be climbing
that's
over you.
That's for Derek. That seat's for Derek.
Derek.
He's been missing for 2 weeks.
He's dead. After 2 weeks, they're dead, okay? Move in. Everybody move in. If Derek comes to class, here, how about this? If Derek finally comes to class, we'll rearrange and we'll make sure that he can have that seat.
And pizza?
Yes.
Gotta celebrate Derek.
If Derek comes to class after being missing for 2 weeks, we'll get a pizza.
And does he have to be alive?
I heard he's just hungover.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, we can all investigate our Derek theories, but that's not what we're doing here today. Take your seats, take your seats, take your seats. This is a big lecture. We only have 42 minutes in this period, so we want to make sure everybody gets in and gets out. Yes.
Question.
Yeah.
What would someone like a Lucy Liu Sherlock do if the person they're investigating didn't have, like, a strand of hair on their cufflink or a military cut to their pants or, like, lipstick on their collar? Like, what do you do when those very obvious clues aren't there?
Get out of my class. What did I say? No bringing up a Lucy Liu Sherlock. That's not one that I'm familiar with, and as I already stated, I don't condone the powers and the use of their powers on that show.
What about when her and Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore sort of fight crime?
This is a History 101 class, okay? If anyone wants to take a History 303 class, we can get into the Charlie's Angels movies and their historical impact.
What about who's teaching history Heartbreak in 808s?
That class has been discontinued for obvious reasons. I used the word discontinued. I mean, the class has been canceled in every sense of the word. So
there's no such thing as a class being canceled.
You know what? This is a mouthy group. You're a mouthy group of freshmen. Has anyone ever told you that?
Woo.
A mouthy group of freshmen.
Woo.
Yeah. Okay. And some sophomores. Where are the sophomores at?
Oh, oh, oh.
Do we have any juniors?
Me.
We have a junior in this class of History 101.
My name is Mikhail Williams Jr.
Oh, okay. You're a freshman, Mikhail?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, take your seats, take your seats, take your seats. All right. We have to begin. Of course, I'm Dr. Ropkoff. You can call me Joe, but we won't probably need to be calling me much of anything. You can call me Dr. Ropkoff. You can call me RK. I go by RK as well. What else? What else do I... Joe RK, JRK, JFK, Doctor, Doc, you can call me Doc. And today we are going to be going over some of history's... Huh? History? turns Woo. To look at the class after I've been writing on the board of history. That's where we are. History's greatest.
Four people get up and leave. They're in the wrong class.
This is the time? Maybe we don't have a full class. All right. Well, now I have to take another mental screenshot.
Can we sit on the edges now?
That happen to all just be edge sheets. Yes, I guess everyone can move over one if they really want to and leave a big gap in the middle. But God, if someone comes in late, it's going to be really bad. We should leave the edge seats for the people that come in late.
Is that Derek? Oh.
He's not coming, okay? I will eat my hat if he comes to this class. He's been missing for 2 weeks. The coyotes got him. Do not go into the quad after dark. The coyotes are big this time of year, and you freshmen are very small. You're only 18-year-olds. Some of you 19, hands down, some of you 19.
This is why I took this class. Everyone says it always takes him like 40 minutes to get into what the lesson is, and then he lectures for 15 minutes.
And he was 20 minutes late.
Yeah, and he was 20 minutes late. And so the class is basically going to be over soon.
This rules.
Can my TAs stop whispering to each other, okay?
Sorry.
I'm trying to teach up here, guys. And shouldn't you be grading papers anyway?
A's, all A's.
Ugh, goddamn. Easy class. It must be an easy class. I wish I could discipline the TAs, but they took that power away from me because I kept abusing it. Okay. We are going to be talking about some of history's greatest hoaxes. Does anyone in class know what a hoax is?
It's when I saw this on Elementary with Lucy Liu.
Out.
Oh, it's like when Ripley's Believe It or Not. It's a thing that the government introduces to the public, and we either say yes or we say no, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, kind of. That is exactly kind of right. A hoax is a story that we tell ourselves that doesn't happen to be true or based in truth or reality, in fact. And today we're talking about one of history's greatest hoaxes, the moon landing. Show of hands, how many of you believe that we... in the fucking 60s, man, landed
these hippies
men on the moon. Who believes that? Who here believes that? You? Two, three, four, five, six hands? TAs? Get those people's names.
Everyone,
they're all going to get B
minuses.
Everyone's
suddenly standing on their desks, raising their hand.
Now, it's easy to believe that we put, men on the moon. But let me ask you a question. If we did do that over 60 years ago, how have we never done it since? Huh? Look at you. Who has a cell phone? Everybody take your cell phone out of your pocket. In the 1960s, the cell phone that you're holding was 300 times the size and could do 300 times less than what you're holding in your hand. Does it make any sense that our technology has gotten so advanced and yet we have not been able to go back to the moon?
Why would we go back?
Okay.
It's not like we found much.
Why did we go in the first place?
Say we did. Beat
cool
the
as hell. Yeah. Cool as hell up there. Does anyone know how hot it gets on the moon? Million.
Chili?
Million. Million what?
Does anyone know how cold it gets on the moon?
Brisk.
Negative million.
Negative million. Million what?
It is one of the most inhospitable places on the entire planet, or whereabouts, or nearabouts the entire planet.
The moon is not on the Earth.
It was.
Wait, what?
It used to be. It come from the Earth.
Oh, Pangea.
No. No, Pangea.
You told this class one that the moon was part of Pangea, and then it broke. Well, all the continents broke off and shifted, the moon broke off and floated away.
And then you made us all cancel. We were all signed up for Astronomy 101, and then you had us cancel.
You don't need to take that. Just read horoscopes. That's basically the same thing.
That's
you don't
astrology.
Need to take that class. I'm sorry. Who are you? The professor of the astrology class? Wait,
yes.
Karen?
Yes.
Karen, yeah. Come on. We agreed not to do this anymore. We agreed
it
no more poaching.
I'm feeling so much when no one shows up for my class. I just want to talk about space.
Well, maybe it hurts somebody else's feelings if they agree to go to Red Lobster with another professor, and then
they
say, I'm 20 minutes out, order 3 lobsters, and then that professor does order the lobsters, and then apparently there's a astrology wine club that just has a big laugh at Dr. Rothkopf's expense, and he lives on a fixed income.
I don't think that means you should start completely changing the history that you're teaching. You used to teach about the moon landing like it was real, and now you're mad at the space teacher and you're taking it out on these kids.
I mean, I just don't understand the prank. Was the prank to make me spend $65 on lobster?
Yes, what's the but fun? Also what's the to joke? Have to explain to the waiter why you ordered so much lobster and no one showed up. We're sorry, okay?
He held my head down on the table and my arm behind my back and made me admit that the whole date, which was a date, I think...
No, it wasn't a date. It was a prank.
But the prank was a date. I think we could all agree that it was a date. It wasn't like I didn't get dressed up for nothing, you know? I thought it was going to be a date. That was the prank.
Professor, I think you can press charges. Waiters aren't supposed to do that.
Well, I mean, I was out of pocket. He was out of pocket. I think we both agreed to be gentlemen about it and not let it upend and ruin either one of our lives, even though I did kind of upend my life and made me change the way that I teach in class to this sorry state. You know what? Fuck it. You guys, you want to learn about the moon? You want to learn about the moon landing? You want to take the official definition of what the government wants you to believe about the moon landing? Is that what you guys want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just watch a video. You know what? Let's just, for the rest of class, for the rest of these 36 minutes, we're just going to watch a video on the moon landing.
Okay, guys. I think... we should do rock, paper, scissors for who gets to walk out there first.
That's fine by me. Let me get my gloves off. And okay.
Why are you so smug about that? Do you know how you're going to win?
No. I don't know. I've noticed a lot of patterns whenever we play rock, paper, scissors. And I'm just feeling confident.
What is this rock, paper, scissors game of which you speak? Something gets lost in translation and we don't, cosmonauts do not understand what is this game.
It's basically hammer, sickle, horse.
Oh, hammer, sickle, horse! My strategy is I always do horse.
Oh,
horse eats hammer, hammer bangs out sickle, sickle slaughter horse!
Okay, you just told us what you're gonna do.
Yes, but in Russia it's psychology. It's not even reverse psychology. It's just psychology. Reverse psychology as concepts does not really exist.
It's weird for you to say just in Russia with no sort of modifier. Usually you say in Soviet Russia.
Oh, don't say Soviet. Now I gotta do the whole national anthem.
And Hey, Neil. Mm. Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
When you play a Russian in rock, paper, scissors, just know that everyone wins. And everyone loses. It's sort of a...
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we can find a different way to decide who gets to walk on the moon first.
Tallest?
Maybe it can be my merit. No, not tallest.
Merit?
No, I don't think tallest.
Rats.
By merit. Like, who's the most qualified? Who deserves it the most? Anyone want to state their case?
Merit. This is not a concept that Soviet cosmonauts really understand.
Well, I'll go for... Maybe we'll speak for each other. Now I'll speak for our comrade here. He was a dog shot into space, yes? But somehow through some sort of photon blast or...
Photon blast, duh.
He became more learned, more intelligent, able to be ambulatory on two legs, able to speak full thoughts and ideas. And I feel like, you know, while it would be nice to have one small step for mankind... We should also consider that this would be a huge step forward for the animal kingdom.
And not just animal kingdom, but, I mean, more specifically, this would be huge for Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not even just dogs.
No, I mean, yes, I mean, look, you're an American, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I am Golden Retriever. It'd be like calling you, like, human, you know? It's like... If that's the point, then, like, why are we all up here, right? We're representing our country, our people.
Yeah. Maybe I should change my speech if I win.
Counterpoint. I really want to walk out there first. Runs to door.
No, wait.
Hey, tackle.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for golden retriever. I mean mankind.
I really have to go out there because I have to poop. I have to do it outside.
Okay, everybody, take a seat, settle down. I know it's the week before Christmas break and we're all feeling a little squirrely, but...
And other holidays.
And other holidays, of course. I know that everyone's just really excited and hopped up on sugar, but we still gotta learn. So take a seat. Take a seat. All right. Today we're going to be focusing on an incredible discovery.
She doesn't know she's teaching class. She doesn't know what she's going to teach today.
No, no. I'm not hungover. And I prepped. I know exactly what I'm doing. And I'm flipping through my book. Where are we? What did we do yesterday?
Nap.
We all closed our eyes and did a nap.
Right, because I had that holiday party the night before that.
Yes.
And so my eyes were very sensitive to the light. My ears were very sensitive to the sound.
Yep.
Right.
Day before that, we did Heads Up 7 Up for 46 minutes.
Day before that, we watched Matthew Broderick, Denzel Washington's movie Glory.
Right, because I had just seen Harry Connick Jr. at the Lyric Hyperion for Christmas and...
Day before that, we were supposed to watch the movie Glory, but you didn't bring it. So instead, you asked us all to try to remember everything we could about the movie Glory. And we spent all class trying to remember what was in the movie.
The day before that, we all took turns adopting deep register male voices and calling your ex-boyfriend to make it sound like you had a lot of options.
Right. That was right day after before Thanksgiving, that, so I would have been hungover.
You casted your Bumble profile and you all had us help you send the first message.
Right, right. So that would have been pre-Thanksgiving. That's when my boyfriend broke up with me.
Day before that, that kid Derek walked through a portal into our universe, and we had to spend a couple weeks trying to figure out how to get him home.
Yeah, he was hungover too, though, in my defense.
And there's so many coyote bites.
Yeah, a lot of coyote bites. All right, you know what? Then I'm just going to hop into a topic
that I'm...
And then
week before that was Shrimp Fest, so it was, which is always my favorite week of the year that you teach, you just bring in a different kind of shrimp every week.
Yes. Okay. I'm starting to feel a little bit scared about how well prepped you guys are for the SATs.
Scampi was the worst.
It always is.
Kung Pao was the best.
I'm just going to talk about a part of history that has always been fascinating to me because they had no idea if it would work or not.
History? If history would work?
No, this medical marvel, the smartest medical brains. Well, it's not exactly what happened. The smartest medical brains thought about it for a while, and then a couple other people finally cracked the case. And we're going to talk about the first ever heart transplant in history.
Whoa.
Not impressed?
Mm-hmm. What? Arms folded, you're not impressed?
Arms folded.
What do you mean not impressed?
I don't know. Doesn't it seem like, you know, it'd be like switching carburetors on two Hondas. There's what, 8 billion human bodies? You're telling me I should be impressed that we can swap parts? It's all the same inside.
Okay, well, I think it's amazing. But
if Jeff is so, you know, nonplussed by the fact that there was a heart transplant, Jeff, how would you do it? If you had to do it, how would you do it?
I've been waiting for somebody to ask me this. Stands up, stretches, gets everybody's attention, starts to peacock. Incision above the heart. Downward cut to make two flaps. Peel back the flaps to reveal, ribs. Punch, 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 punch. Break those ribs, push them inwards to scoop away the flesh around the heart. Grab the heart in the Indiana Jones 2 style. Make sure you're massaging it so the pumping continues. The pumping continues.
Just because you know all the first steps doesn't mean you know how to do it, okay? Jeez. Okay. So, the year... Everyone sit down. I'm actually going to teach today. Open your notebooks.
I'm actually going to teach.
My notebook's so dusty. I haven't opened it in so long. It's so dusty in there.
Oh, God. All right. The year. 1987. Doctors had been trying for years to do successful organ transplants. They had done a few. They had done kidneys. They had done livers. They had done eyes, but never the heart, a very complex human organ. So many different parts of the heart. Four, actually, right? Yes. One
what
day.
Are they?
Isn't parts kind of arbitrary?
Little top, little middle, bottom, middle, top, middle, did you say, middle side.
Did you say little top, little middle?
Little top, little middle, bottom, middle, top, middle side. Those
is that four? Little that top, four? Little middle, little bottom, top, top middle, little middle bottom, side.
Yeah, there's commas. It's four when you put the commas in. So, okay. So this is what happened originally. So the first actual heart transplant. Okay.
Sure.
These not doctors, right? Crazy gasp from the room. Wasn't doctors who figured it out.
What? Oh, well, you have to finish the sentence. All you said was not doctors.
Oh.
If you had said not doctors finished the heart, I would have gasped.
So doctors are not the one who figured out how to do a heart transplant. Thank you.
I think I'm waiting to gasp to know who figured it out. Because if it was scientists, that's like, yeah, well, that's 1-1. But if it was
no.
like a plumber and like a beautician, then I'm going to gasp.
I'll tell you who it was. These three guys...
In again,
Arkansas.
Hold on. I haven't guessed yet.
Not scientists. They okay. are just run-of-the-mill electricians, okay? Yes, exactly.
Electricians was your gasp word. If you're doing this again, like next period for a different class, I think electricians is your gasp word. Mm-hmm. Get to that earlier is my only note.
Good note. Good note. Okay, so they're having beers after work, and they love to have beers after work and then throw rocks and beer cans at the quarry. That was sort of their after Friday work.
At or into?
Both.
It's hard to throw cans at a hole.
Is
it? I guess that's basketball.
Not quite, though, right? Anyways.
Well, Kyle plays beer can basketball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the senior guys get together. They do beer can basketball.
It's actually it's getting a lot of steam behind it. New Balance offered us a sponsorship.
They did an and one mixtape of them doing like beer can trick shots.
Which is shocking why New Balance reached out because, maybe and one is defunct.
So it's Friday night and they're drinking beers, right? And then they get an emergency call in from the electrical department. One of the lines is down in town, right? And they go,
We'll check it out.
They go over, but they're drunk. They're not thinking. First guy grabs the wire with his hands, dies immediately, right?
Yeah.
Second guy.
This feels like the setup to one of these old jokes.
Yeah. Three electricians walk into a live wire.
Yeah.
The
second
third one
guy
ducks.
Gets near the live wire, gets so scared by this, has a heart attack. His heart is useless. The third guy, the drunkest guy, was like, I have an idea. Gets out his tools. While the second guy is still semi-conscious, he takes the first guy's heart out of the second guy. And then puts it into the second guy.
He takes the first guy's heart out of the second guy?
No, he takes the
first guy.
No, hold
on. First guy?
So the first guy's heart.
Okay.
They take his heart out and then he's holding the heart.
Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. And then he cuts open the second guy, takes the second guy's heart out.
Oh, wait, teacher.
Puts it in the first guy's heart.
Teacher, make that noise again.
Puts in the first guy's heart?
Make that noise again.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum. I can feel it. Coming in the
we
air.
We already did
tonight.
This 3 weeks ago when I was hungover. We're not going back to just us.
Yeah.
Air drumming and singing Phil Collins. Okay. So he puts the second guy's heart into the first guy's heart's chest just to have a place to put it down. Because like, ew, you don't want to be holding a human heart.
Yeah.
He puts it in his friend's and he goes, oh, all these veins look a lot like wires. Oh, yeah. And then he hooks up his wires. His wires hearts to the rest of his body, and then he sews them back up, and then he gets a little bit of the live wire and electrocutes his friend. Second friend shoots up better than ever.
He just uses
energy
a little
of a
bit.
Ox. Yeah, he just uses a little bit of the electricity.
Ms.
This
Davenport.
Is the craziest part. They go, what if, huh? They electrocute the first guy again. He shoots up.
He shoots
Guess
up.
What? Guess what? Guess what? This is the best part of this. They realize they're in love with each other's wives.
Well, yeah, because they have each other's hearts.
Exactly. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And they're still alive to this day, walking around healthy as a horse.
That's the most believable part, because I think if, like, my heart, you know, left my body, I mean, I don't have a wife because I'm in high school, but, you know, I have a crush, right? So it's like, I'd like to believe that if, like, my heart was in Kyle's body, Kyle would have a crush on
you know, my crush.
Ew, no, never. That's my sister.
Only one way to find out.
No, don't.
Our chance plan?
No, get away. Stop. Stop grabbing at my chest.
I'm kidding, boys. The hangover's catching up to me. I got the spins. I'm going to play a video.
Yeah, you've been twirling like Stevie Nicks.
And you're obviously seeing Philip again because you sang the Entourage song and that was your guys' show.
What are you, Lucy Liu at elementary? Get off my back. I'm playing the video.
I think Philip's more of a turtle than an E.
I bet I can hit the middle of the quarry exactly on the dot with this old Milwaukee can.
Prove it.
Yeah, prove it. Just give me a second. Loosen up. Loosen up. Not even close. We didn't put money on it. Okay, $2. I can toss this PBR off the wheelbarrow against the back wall.
Back wall of the quarry?
Skimming the rim down the hole.
All right, $2?
Yep.
All right, money. Money on the table,
No, it was empty. Just kind of get the breeze caught it. Just flew back.
Man, so wait. I lose the $2, I win the $2.
Yeah, I think we each get one.
Ugh, boys, this is living, huh?
This is living. Corey, are you going to do a throw?
Hold on, fellas.
Yeah?
I just got a beeper on my Patreon, my beeper. There's an emergency down there.
Tell me it wasn't Jack's wife, Melissa. I hate her. Jack.
What the fuck?
Ah, come on. You hate my wife, Grace. I hate your wife, right. Melissa. We all know this is true.
You guys talk a lot about this. It feels kind of like you're covering up for something.
No. Couldn't be further from the truth. I will never love Melissa, Jack's wife.
And I will never love your wife and her comely body.
Comely.
Okay.
Is that not a phrase anymore?
Students, have a seat, please, everyone in the chairs, please. Of course, at the top of a page that you will take out from your notebook and sheaths now, please write today's date, February 17th, 1910.
And are we writing our dates in the European fashion or the American fashion?
Ugh, Chicago manual. Let's do European today, please.
Ah, perfect.
Right. And will we be able to break for lunch today? I have quite the stew I'm looking forward to that my maid's packed for me.
Oh, Dutherford, what kind of stew doth you have today?
Well, it has Christmas duck in it. It has...
February?
Yes, it has the dreams of the poor. All the things that make a stew delicious.
Put up on me, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about a stupid American looking upon my notebook and saying... What is the 17th month of the year? Oh, I don't understand.
Oh, that sounds stupid.
Excuse me, it's 4 p.m. No, it's not, old chap. It's 1600.
It's 1600!
And we make the most sense because it goes in order of length. It goes day, then month, and then year.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Dearest teacher, I have a question. I know that they've discovered recently that there's an undercover American who's a student at this school, and I'm wondering if they've made any headway in discovering whom that may be.
Yes, well, top British intelligence has told us that here are the signs in order to deduce who amongst us or suss out the mole within the classroom. MI5 and MI6.
Good, yes. Both of the top agencies working on it.
They have said, whoever asks about any headway being made about the American student is most likely the mole because they're trying to deflect.
Well, Montgomery was asking just yesterday about it, so could be him.
Look, certainly, I don't think it could be any of the four of us. One professor and three students, all sitting facing each other in leather-bound high-backed chairs, writing on our notebooks. Isn't that right, our British compatriot and brother Avery?
Well, that's right. I don't think there's a chance of there being an American here at all.
I'm inclined to resist.
God save the queen and the king and the yada yada.
And Avery, I must commend you again. You have made such strides, such a strong Manchester accent that you have tamed over the last couple of weeks here.
Don't think I didn't get that pun. Tame, of course, a river. Very close to here.
Tames is how one might say it.
Just don't call me Tames for dinner. Just a little Kent humor that I'm working in.
Dinner. Does he mean supper?
Must mean supper. Oh, but he is from Kent.
Would anyone like a cuppa before we start?
Yes, I'll have another.
Okay.
Yes, a cuppa for me as well.
For you?
Cuppa black.
Black?
Black? What does he mean black?
Black tea?
Black tea? It's a kind of tea.
I guess tea can be black. What does he mean, big cowboy hat?
Cowboy style, if it please.
Oh, cowboy. Oh, I think, yes. Dickens used to write about the cowboys who were cowardly boys on the street who would steal a sixpence from the others.
Professor, I believe we're getting pretty far afield here.
Newton discovered gravity. Not, but, I want to say 12 months ago.
It's about 12 months ago.
Probably 1909.
And we're sure? We double checked his...
Well, at the time, as we know, the year is 1910. Look at your papers.
Yes.
There is only one copy of every book on Earth currently. We are working. Our best scientists, our best minds are working on duplicating even just one book. I'm guessing the Bible first in line, of course.
Mm-hmm. Let's go!
The sciencey most science book of it all.
Yes, the Bible.
And Avery, pardon, did you just scream, "Let's go"? Is that a Manchester phrase, colloquialism?
Well, I believe that was the other British fella. I, of course, saying other British fella, because me, Avery, I'm, of course, British by way of Kent, by way of Manchester, by way of the Thames River.
Okay. Everyone pick up an apple from your desk that you brought me to seduce me into a higher grade at the end of class.
You didn't eat the apple yet, did you, Professor?
I didn't what?
You didn't eat the apple,
oh,
did
no,
you?
Oh, no, no.
Okay, good.
No.
Because I kind of went Oppenheimer style on your apple, and so I'll gladly take that back.
Now everyone take your apple and throw it up in the air directly above your head. Now, in the next 5 seconds...
Ouch!
Time that wrong. I guess everyone throws differently. And with different strength.
Ouch!
Wow, quite an arm on you. See me after class for the rugby team. Now, famously, whipping a ball. Listen, what you have just experienced is what Newton calls gravity.
Something of great import?
Yes, and even notice the pregnant pause I put before I said yes. That added gravitas, which is a weight and a heaviness to the next thing I had said, which was yes.
And Professor, this gravity, this is one of the big secrets of the... I don't mean to toot our own horn here, but...
Yeah.
British aristocracy? This is something that we are going to keep pretty close to the chest. Is that correct?
Yes, this is only for the wealthy. We have developed this, that Newton has developed this technology. This will keep our horses from floating away, much like the moon did from Pangaea in the, I want to say, early 1700s.
Ah, yes. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, what would happen? Just shooting the shit here. Yeah. if the Americans, way over there across the sea, happen to get their hands on this gravity technology.
Oh, dear. Oh, mother. Well, I suppose, takes off glasses slowly, that if the Yanks got their hands on this technology, I suppose thicker shoes, denser soups and stews, chain restaurants littering the countryside.
Say it ain't so.
Oh, how horrible.
Neon tubes and bulbs in a giant place probably called Times Square. Tanks.
I've heard enough. Professor, you're under arrest. That's right. It's me, James Bond.
Whoa.
From MI6, doing a flawless American accent. I've been covert undercover in your classroom.
Who?
Knowing
as who?
That you. What?
As who? I still can't tell who's not here that was just here. Let me take...
Well, let's take the temperature of the room, shall we? Who's still here? Declare yourselves.
My name is Derek. I'm from the year 2015. Lots of goats have been biting me, and I've been circling through different classrooms. I'm supposed to be in
2015.
History 101.
What month are you from?
17.
My number.
That can't
17.
Be right.
17.
That can't be right.
How are the shoes, dear boy? How are the shoes?
Heavy from gravity. I'm being sucked away.
Wow. And did you see on their shoes it said, New Balance? Now, the balance as we know it must have been thrown to where there's a New Balance. This all is going according to what I thought might happen. Let me pull back the curtains behind me here, and I've hired some local actors to put on a play to sort of show what we're talking about. And please, programs are under your chairs, and give a polite British clap.
Oh, yes, I guess my whole thing can wait until the play is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and... Oh, nope, not women can't learn yet. Boys. Gentlemen and boys, welcome to the play, talking about the great invention that is gravity.
And it's not that they can't come to school, it's that they can't learn.
Yeah, they can't. Their brain simply can't do it. Gravity.
Oh.
Ah, good sir. Might I please purchase from you one fruit and veg?
Oh, you mistake me, good sir. I'm not the proprietor of said tree. I'm but a humble scientist taking a little bit of a rest, knowing that I have great work yet to do.
Ah, and Mr. Scientist, what is your last name?
My last name, looking around the room, seeing a fig, is Newton. Yes, Isaac Newton.
And I'm a little apple sitting in the tree. I'm gonna fall on you or me. I'm gonna teach you about gravity. 'Cause I'm a little apple sitting in a tree.
Curtain slam shut.
Brava! Brava!
Wait a second. Open those curtains. I have a sneaking suspicion that apple with the angelic voice was played by a woman. Is there a woman in this fine establishment who is trying to sneak into knowledge by doing a play? You there, boy, who's playing the apple. Let me pull upon your mustache.
Better not. I have to play the apple again in 30 minutes.
Plenty of time for a boy to grow a mustache. Let me pull upon it.
Yours.
Well, I guess the truth has come out. I, James Bond, a.k.a. Avery the British person from Kent, am a woman.
Trying to learn.
A woman?
We're all women, right?
Yes, I'm a woman.
Oh, yes, I'm here for the women's basketball team and coaching.
I, Isaac Newton, am also a woman.
Hello? Hello? I'm just trying to get back to class.
Who's there? Who is in the time?
Who speaks?
In between time?
My name is Derek.
Derek! Ooh.
Derek!
Derek!
I'm supposed to be at Ohio State University in a History 101 class.
Yes, Ohio State History 101. Oh, yes, Derek is supposed to be there now, but yes. He's here in the time in between time.
Who are you guys?
We are time itself and its many voices, too.
Two. I'm Gary, that's Frank. We're married, we live here.
Charmed, I'm sure.
I didn't realize that time was a tangible
was
place.
Was gay?
No,
no. What were you going to
say? Oh my gosh, no, of course I was not going to say
disgusting.
That.
Disgusting.
Oh, I feel like everyone figured time was gay. Doesn't time feel a little gay?
How?
Oh, I don't want to get into this.
Yes, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't.
Is it because of 6:30?
Yeah. It's also just like, time's a little bit gay, right?
Yes, 6:30. Also, 6:30.
Oh.
American June 30th, Pride.
Mm.
Yeah, but I guess time is a little stubborn and only moves forward.
Yeah.
Kind of immovable.
Yes.
No, my dear Derek, time exists all at once. Let me, do you have like a piece of paper? I'll just take your shirt. And this is time, but if I fold it like a laundromat worker would fold clothes.
This is a nice shirt.
Now, if I put my hand through
it. We don't have clothes in here.
My mom got it from
time.
Me.
Oh, our clothes disintegrated because of time.
Yeah.
But there's no stores here.
And I'll give you back your shirt.
I know that. I wasn't judging you for being naked. You don't have to explain yourself.
Honestly, Derek, if you can get us clothes, if you can bring us clothes, I don't know how you got in here to the time in between time, but.
Even just socks. We miss socks.
Oh my God.
He's holding my shirt so much, and then he just started to put it on.
I get so many time splinters in here, Derek. You have no idea.
Wait, sorry, Derek. What was the problem you had with me putting on my shirt?
That's my shirt. Oh my God. I gotta get out of here. So nice to meet you, gay time guys.
Tackle him. Grab his socks.
No,
I'm not gonna tackle him. God, I'm naked. I'm naked. Come on. It has a different context if a man tackles him naked. Do you validate parking, Derek?
I'm in your space.
I know, it's a joke, relax.
You think we don't have clothes, but we have a car?
Neptune.
Oh my God, Derek.
Neptune? What is that, some sort of brand?
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.